The foldable smartphone's next leap. Redefining what a phone could be. Mark Venemark N. Vena, CEO and Principal Analyst, Smart Tech Research. For over a decade, smartphones have steadily advanced in power, battery life, and camera technology. However, their design has remained essentially unchanged, flat, rigid, and limited by screen size. In 2019, Samsung's early bet on a flexible future disrupted this trend with the debut of its first Galaxy Fold, a bold experiment in foldable display technology that promised a new way to use smartphones. While that initial version faced durability and usability issues, it also planted the seeds for a new category. Fast forward to 2025, and Samsung's Galaxy Z Fold 7 has become a sophisticated mobile platform. The device offers a tablet-sized 8.0-inch screen that folds neatly into a pocketable form, with dramatically improved build quality, less noticeable creasing, and tighter software integration. Samsung has created a unique user experience by coupling its foldables with software optimizations like multitasking support, split-screen modes, and stylus compatibility. What started as a high-risk product has grown into a viable alternative to both traditional smartphones and tablets. Samsung's success has shown that foldables are a functional evolution of mobile hardware, one that turns a phone into an adaptable tool able to transition from compact to expansive, depending on the task at hand. A new era of mobile productivity and entertainment, what makes foldable smartphones revolutionary, is not simply that they fold, but what the folding enables. A larger screen in a pocket-sized device opens the door to entirely new ways of working, watching, creating, and communicating. A foldable phone allows users to read documents, edit spreadsheets, and manage email threads side-by-side on a single screen. With stylus support, professionals can take handwritten notes, mark up PDFs, or sketch ideas directly on the display. Some Galaxy Fold users have even used it as a replacement for tablets for work. In a compact, foldable form, mobile productivity becomes seamless. Watching a movie on its screen with near bezel-less edges offers a richer experience than a traditional phone. Games come to life with wider controls and more visual detail. Digital books and magazines feel more natural to read. A foldable device delivers a viewing experience that rivals small tablets without the extra bulk. Samsung's Flex Mode transforms the device into a mini laptop or a hands-free camera setup when it's partially folded. The screen can be split into two distinct zones: content above, controls below. This is ideal for video calls, vlogging, or viewing tutorials while taking notes, offering a greater level of physical interaction and adaptability. Foldables expand an entire range of use cases, enabling users to do more comfortably and in more settings than ever before. Apple's imminent entry could redefine the category if Apple launches a rumored foldable iPhone in 2026. It will likely reshape consumer expectations and push the entire industry forward. Apple is known for refining and perfecting existing technologies rather than introducing them first. The iPod wasn't the first MP3 player, nor was the iPhone the first smartphone. However, Apple's versions often succeed by creating a tightly integrated experience that combines hardware, software, and services into something intuitive and elegant. A foldable iPhone could do the same. Imagine a foldable iPhone that ties seamlessly into Apple's ecosystem, using iCloud, handoff, and AirDrop to work in concert with MacBooks, iPads, and Vision Pro. You could start editing a video on a Mac, refine it with Apple Pencil on your foldable iPhone, and preview it in spatial view of Vision Pro. FaceTime calls could use the foldable's Flex Mode for unique split-screen interactions. SharePlay might turn the unfolded screen into a collaborative canvas for gaming, streaming, or brainstorming with friends and colleagues. Apple's entry would also bring more developers into the foldable optimization effort. Right now, many third-party apps don't fully use foldable displays. Apple's influence could encourage broader adoption of dual-pane and adaptive UI designs across the App Store, which would accelerate foldable's mainstream acceptance. Where Samsung has defined the hardware possibilities, Apple may unlock the full ecosystem value. There are different approaches. One focused on innovation speed, the other on ecosystem harmony, could drive a new wave of foldable growth and competition. Preparing for the foldable future, the tech industry can prepare for the rise of foldables by investing in developer training focused on adaptive UI/UX design, multi-window optimization, and app continuity across screen modes. Manufacturers should recruit developers with strong Android and cross-platform experience, particularly those skilled in responsive design and human-computer interaction, while avoiding talent unfamiliar with mobile optimization at scale. Training should also emphasize performance tuning, since foldables demand efficient use of power, memory, and GPU resources to deliver seamless transitions between folded and unfolded states. A key concern holding manufacturers back is the cost and durability of flexible displays, alongside the uncertainty of whether developers will fully optimize apps for foldable ecosystems. The industry can ease these concerns through shared SDKs, design guidelines, and incentive programs that lower the risk for developers and accelerate foldable-ready app adoption. Beyond the gimmick, why foldables are the next leap skeptics still question whether foldables are just a passing trend. The concerns are valid. They remain expensive, with flagship models costing upward of $1,800. Despite impressive progress in hinge engineering and display resilience, durability remains top of mind. Battery life on large, unfolded displays can still lag behind standard phones. Software optimization isn't yet consistent across all apps and platforms. Yet, these are growing pains typical of any new hardware category. Over time, prices will fall, materials will improve, and developers will catch up. More importantly, foldables are already demonstrating tangible value beyond what traditional phones offer. They adapt to your needs, reduce the number of devices you have to carry, and let you consume, create, and collaborate with greater flexibility. A foldable can be a phone, tablet, and mini workstation, a shape-shifting advantage depending on where you are and what you're doing. Foldables have allowed people to do things they couldn't do before. They dissolve the boundaries between phone, tablet, and even laptop, offering a unified experience that travels with you in your pocket. As Samsung continues to push the foldable category forward, and Apple prepares to bring its unique perspective in 2026, the age of the rigid, slab-style phone may slowly begin to fade. The devices of the future will be more adaptable, more immersive, and more capable because they fold. Forbes Technology Council is an invitation-only community for world-class CIOs, CTOs, and technology executives. Do I qualify?